Good evening, friends. Welcome once again to Big Nine Killer. This is your host, kindly lovable Dr. Star. Kindly lovable indeed.
Jack Jacobson, a.k.a. Dr. Scar, welcome. What's the best way to describe what he looked
like? Well, Dr. Scar was kind of an old, miserable-looking guy with wild white hair, teeth missing, a patch, an eye patch, a big flat nose. It was all makeup. And he spoke kind of like this. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Big Nine Chiller. This is your host, kindly lovable Dr. Scar. And that's what he was, that kind of a character. And we did the openings to horror movies and the closes. And we did little playlet kind of things, little sketches.
What was Dr. Scar's purpose? Just being the interstitial stuff, or did you sell things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was it became a big cult figure, Dr. Scar did, in the 60s and the early 70s. So I was on the air for about 9 years. And, of course, we did a lot of stuff with Dr. Scar. I mean, he was at Old Tucson. I worked with the Addams Family. That's the kind of a character it was. So we used him in promos. We used him a lot of ways. But they could sell him. He was a big cult hero. And especially with the U of A, the students here loved it. They called me and they wanted to be on the show and be characters on the show all the time.
Back in those days, 40 years ago, was this all live, or did you have ways to put on film?
Absolutely live. And remember, in those days, it was black and white. We had no special effects, and we had to make up our special effects as we went along. And I have some tapes that we managed to save that shows one of the special effects where Dr. Scar is singing and dancing with Dr. Scar. So that was something that was unheard of in those days. But the engineers managed to pull that off, and it was pretty good.
You ready? A one, a two, a me, and my shadow. Take it. Strolling down the avenue. And here we go. Me and my shadow. Strolling down the avenue. See you again. Yes, friends.
Now, what about the movies themselves? Were these part of the syndication packages for other parts of the country?
I was actually program director at KGON at that time. And promotion manager. And so it was my job to buy the film packages and the syndicated stuff. And so that's another thing I had control over was were the movies that we could run, especially the Chiller movie. So we ran the old Mummy and a lot of, I just bought any horror films I could find. And we used them that night. Some of them were terrible. Some were very good, you know. But it was a lot of fun.
Now, on the really bad ones, did you talk it up like they were really good ones?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything was great. Everything was terrific. And, of course, that was the fun of the show. It didn't matter.
There you are, friends. We certainly hope you enjoyed our first exciting story. Don't go away. We'll pause for a few moments, and then we shall return with the first act of The Curse of Nostradamus.
Now, did you used to drive around town in like a hearse type thing?
Yes.
Because I remember that as a kid.
Yeah.
Can you describe that? What was your mode of transportation when you did the appearances?
Well, what happened was that I think it was Old Tucson that had the hearse, and Bob Shelton there. And I asked him if we could use it. Bob Love and I. Bob was Marshal Kagan. I don't know if you remember the character.
And Uncle Bob.
Sure, Uncle Bob. And so he said, sure, be great. So in the parades, because it was horse-driven. So we'd go to the place, and they'd deliver the hearse, the old hearse, and we had a coffin inside and the body. We'd ride up on the top of it, and, of course, with the driver. And, we did that, and mainly that was it, just kind of different things like that.
Did kids ever get scared seeing you?
Sure. That was the idea. We kept warning them, you know, well, we didn't do anything really that horrible. We just, you know, did kind of screaming kind of things where the kids would jump and holler and hide their heads. And but they loved it. They loved it. So and in that way, it became a like a kid show too, which really I couldn't believe it. You know, I thought it was for adults. I mean, that's how I had planned it.
Now, what's left, like in today's world, what's left of the Dr. Scar? Was a lot of this live and not recorded, or the tapes deteriorate over the years?
Well, what happened was one of the engineers had foresight, and he saved a couple of the 2-inch, which was a real big tape in those days. That's what we used in the early days. And so we had a bunch of reels of that. And a lot of this, it just fell apart. As he was dubbing it, the tape just fell apart, just disintegrated. So we did manage to get a couple of reels of a couple of the sketches.
But by and large, it's mostly gone.
It's mostly gone, yeah.
And when was the last time you donned the Dr. Scar makeup?
Oh, it was a long time. It was actually when I took it off and stopped doing it, that was the last time in the 70s.
How often does somebody mention Dr. Scar to you these days?
At least 3-4 times a week, I will get somebody who remembers the Dr. Scar. It's very gratifying.
Jack Jacobson and Dr. Scar, yeah. Thank you both for joining us.
Wait a minute, let's close this off right. Good evening, friends. We hope you enjoyed Big Nine Chiller. Be sure to join us again next Saturday night when we present another chilling tale of terror. Until then, good night and pleasant dreams. And for Arizona Spotlight, I'm Dr. Scar. See you later, friends.